Forsyth Sports 365 presents Inside West Forsyth Spring Football, brought to you by Castleberry Ale House, a Wolverine favorite for family dining and late night fun. Bethelview Road incoming. And now, Inside West Forsyth Spring Football.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Forsyth Sports 365. Greg Golden with you, and we are inside West Forsyth Spring Football for 2016. We are having a ball. We're at practices. We're in the film room, and the coaches have just come out of the film room now and joining us here for his take, a man after all of our own hearts, the defensive coordinator here at West Forsyth High School, David Rooney. Coach, nice to see you.
Great seeing you, Greg.
Thanks for having us in here today, and thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right, film room. What are you looking for when you go into the film room in spring ball?
We only had 2 days, so it was really correcting alignments and correcting keys. I mean, after day two, it's been a great 2 days. It's been fun watching these kids run around again, getting out there and getting after it. But thank God it's only day two. We got a long way to go.
What do you see on the film that you don't see when you have the kids in front of you? And, you know, this is maybe an obvious answer to a lot of people, but to a lot of people, this answer is going to be important.
All 11. You get to see all 11. On a practice field, you might be focused on one half, and you don't really see the backside until it's too late. Being able to get it on film and get them all in there and be able to use each other to correct their alignments is crucial.
And when you come out of the film room and you're talking to the coaches, what do you say from your standpoint as a defensive coordinator to the rest of them as you're trying to get it to relate to that defensive performance?
Well, each coach breaks out in their own sessions. We do things. We got a great coaching staff. Everybody's so professional and best group of coaches I've worked with. I ask them how their meetings went and what they saw out of it and their input back to me, and then we just put it together for our next practice plan the next day.
Tell me what it's like as a defensive coordinator when you're in the film room and you're looking at these kids performing and it's not another team that you're having to focus on. How does that play into what you're trying to scheme out here in the spring?
Well, spring is, and even in the fall, we work on fundamentals. Coach Clack and our offense here, they give us enough to look at. It's not just one thing. It's a lot of things. We have multiple formations that we have to prepare for, so there's multiple alignments, different checks with coverages, different checks with fronts. So we're looking at all that and just becoming better football players, more knowledgeable about what offenses do.
Are you looking at the way your team performs against, for example, somebody else's offensive plan that you might have from last year? Are you getting to just get up in different formations and show different looks so your defense can react, or how does that go?
Not really in spring. In spring, we're really focused on the fundamentals. Like I said, we see enough from our offense that we want to see that we can get in a good stance, we get our eyes in the right place, that we can react to run and pass, and that we can tackle well. And those are the things we focus on. We try to find the best 11 that's going to do that for the fall.
All right, tell us something specific that you garnered from the 2 days of film that you pulled out of that. And you don't have to name names or anything, but something specific that really hit you right here and said, this is big.
The biggest thing is we have some positions that I think we know we're going to be very solid in. And then the other thing is to realize there's a lot of competition left. We have a lot of positions wide open, and there's a lot of kids out there that are able to take that spot. And unfortunately, we can only put 11 on the field, and there's probably about 16, 17, 18 kids that are capable of starting, and that definitely stands out.
Tell us a little bit about what your defense is going to get after when they get on the field in the fall. What kind of mindset do you want to have that you're preparing for right now?
Our philosophy is to be physical first and then to get after it second. We want to run the football and cause turnovers. And like I keep saying, we do have next fall in mind, but right now it's all fundamentals. These kids are awesome to watch. They give us their best all the time.
When we saw you play last year, we saw some great improvement on the defensive side of the ball. I think early in the season, I know Mill Creek hung a few points on you, but that's early in the season against one of the best teams in the state. They returned a ton of seniors last year, and that was a good opening game to really find out where you were.
Yeah.
Your team really improved through the rest of the season, clawed your way back to the playoffs. What did you get out of that you're going to use in spring?
Well, it wasn't just the defense. It was the whole team, and the thing is to finish. I think if you looked at every game last year in the first half, Statistically, we played very well. Even against Mill Creek, we had a good first half. Even against Peachtree, we had a good first half. Second half, for some reason, we came out of locker room and we were not as good. We just couldn't finish. Couldn't keep the same fundamentals up. Couldn't keep the same discipline up. For whatever reason, we don't know. And that's what we're here trying to figure out and fix for this year coming up.
We're talking with David Rooney, the defensive coordinator here at West Forsyth High School, and we'll hear lots more from him right after this on Forsyth Sports 365 Inside West Forsyth Wolverine Spring Football.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no, that's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison, why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopRex.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Forsyth Sports 365 Inside West Forsyth Wolverine Spring Football 2016. Greg Golden with you, and we're joined by the defensive coordinator of the Wolverines, David Rooney. Coach, we want to know a little more about you. This is Inside West Forsyth Football, and to get inside of it, we got to know what you do as a teacher here at West Forsyth High School. You know, before you get with the team, before you get out on the field, before you're snapping off defensive signals, what do you do for a living over here?
Well, I happen to be lucky on the football field and off. I work with a team of four other teachers. We're one of the biggest marketing education programs in a high school in the state of Georgia. We have 600.
Tell us more, please. That's awesome.
We got 600, 700 kids in DECA.
What is DECA? What is DECA for
DECA
those
is an association of marketing students. It's high school and college. We compete at a local, state, and national level. We do real well. Like I said, I'm real fortunate to work with the staff on the football team and the kids we have out there, but equally is the quality of students I get to work with on a daily basis in a career tech elective program like marketing. We do tend to get some of the best students that West Forsyth has, even though it's just an elective. And then the four other teachers I work with are just awesome.
Who do you use professionally, some of the professional marketing people, firms out there? Anybody come into the school and help you set an example?
We try to get guest speakers every year. Every teacher does their part of getting people to come in and speak. More local, some of the business leaders in our community that are able to give back. A lot of our kids have parents that own their own companies or in upper management companies, and they love to come in and share their knowledge and what they've learned in business and where they've come from. And I think it adds a lot to the students in the classroom, bringing the what we learn out of books into the real world.
Now, I'm sure all your kids know what you do out here in the gridiron, right?
Oh, yeah. No,
They come at you with X's and O's. Coach, I got an idea for you, man. If you hang the safety over here, just let this defensive end terrorize. You got any of that?
No, as much as marketing and DECA is very important to us here at West, and that's my day job, if you ask any marketing kid what comes first, unfortunately, they'll tell you football comes first and marketing comes second. But again, we do.
As it should be, right?
Absolutely. But we do.
Especially in a state like Georgia.
we do a great job in both ends. So, again, just fortunate to work with these kids.
Here's a question that I've seen come up on message boards, and I'll throw it at you. Maybe you go through it here at West Forsyth, and maybe you don't. Over and under. Explain the difference to that, like a 3-4 over or 3-4 under. What is the difference in those calls?
The over-under is really creating an even front, whether it's to the strength or away from the strength. We run an odd front, but we get into an even front. So with what we do both. So an offense is going to see both from us as well as just a straight 3-4.
Over here, sitting in, listening in, our main man, we're going to introduce him again in a second here, told us yesterday or the day before, I guess, in our interview, I'm talking about Coach Clack, of course, the head man, that he patterns his team to the talents of his team rather than trying to get the pieces to fit his scheme. Defensively, you look to the same thing, I'm sure.
Exactly. I wish we could recruit and find the pieces that fit what we like to do. But every year we've adjusted. It's always been the same defensive package. It's just a matter of where we start. So in years past, we've been more linebacker heavy. We started from a 3-3. There's been 1 year or 2 years we've been more line heavy. We've started with a 4-2-5. This year, with the talent we have and the kind of abilities that our kids have, we feel starting from a 3-4. But again, we can get into anything. We are definitely multiple on defense.
David Rooney, you had a long day today?
It was, but it was a good day. Any day with football is a great day.
Well, we sure appreciate you having us in here. Thanks a lot for taking some time. The defensive coordinator here at West Forsyth High School, David Rooney. What's your day like tomorrow?
We have practice tomorrow, so it's even a better day.
You'll be back out on the field
absolutely.
Again. No film room stuff tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Back out. And the forecast, I think, is pretty sweet, isn't it?
It should be hot. It should be sweaty, and it should be a lot of contact.
All right, David Rooney, defensive coordinator here at West. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. And we look forward to seeing you as we continue through spring practice here where as we go inside West Forsyth High School football in the spring. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you.
We're back with the head coach, Adam Clack, after this on Forsyth Sports 365. Inside West Forsyth High School spring football on 365.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties.
He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States and the Ad Council.
Let's get crazy!
In movies, when someone at a party jumps into a pool fully dressed, everyone cheers them on and jumps in too. Just so you know, in real life parties, nobody jumps in after you. You just look stupid.
Come on, jump in! Come on!
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are back on Forsyth Sports 365. Greg Golden with you. Thanks for joining us for Inside West Forsyth Spring Football 2016. The man is here, head coach Adam Clack. Hi, coach. Nice to have you back again.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for having me.
We had a good practice today, a good film session today, I understand. We were talking with defensive coordinator Coach Rooney a little bit earlier, and he told us a few things about what he brought out of the film room. Give us some things that you brought out of the film room just in general.
Well, we look at this spring and we look at our install, offensively at least, as we're very heavy on trying to get the scheme going in the right direction, meaning that I want to see kids moving in the right direction, give us an opportunity to get plays off so that we can actually have things on film. Now, that's a little backwards in what our importance are. We preach fundamentals, pay attention to the details. So right now, in kind of a big picture first mentality, we are heavy scheme. I need you going here, you know, I'll coach you on the run a little more than I like. So when we get into the film room, or like when we do our morning walkthroughs, that's when we have the opportunity to slow it down and really preach the details. You know, this route should have broke here, use this technique, or, you know, just the little minute things that I think can help, you know, separate, you know, just an offense from a really good offense.
Are you sharing any of this footage with the players? So they can see what they're doing? You bring them in and have a chance? They get a chance to look at it?
Absolutely, yeah. We film as much as we can, you know, resources being what they are. Some practices get filmed great. Some practices don't. And
Who's doing the filming? You have the student staff?
We have students.
Awesome.
And,
That's correct.
It's not just the students. It's, you know, if we are off the main field and we got to go down into the pit, down on the lower fields, we don't have our, you know, any of our, you know, film equipment down there, and because we're not down there a whole lot, so it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for us to put a lot of money into setting that up, so we don't get great film down there. But anytime we're on the field, we feel straight from the press box like it's a game, and all that stuff goes on to our huddle, and we share all that, all the practices with the players. Coaches can go in there, drop notes within that huddle and share it with the players, share it with each other, and then on days like today when we have the time, we're watching film with the players. So, you know, I have had 40 offensive players in there with me in the first session, and we talked about that, their plays, and then we rotated, and those guys, some of them went to the defensive film room, and then I got the other 30 or 40 players who are getting some offensive work in. So, you know, it was about an hour of film. Actually, we were in there for about an hour and a half, but each kid was only with their position for 45 minutes, you know, so they wasn't too stale, I hope, you know, as they had to get up and move.
Let's say I'm a tight ends coach for you, and I'm sitting in the film room. Take me through the experience. Where do I get a chance to give my input, or how do you work me into the experience?
It just all depends. You know, again, football staffs are big, and they constantly change, and sometimes
how big is the staff here? How many coaches you got?
We have counting myself, we have 11 varsity coaches.
That's solid. But yeah, you're 7A, so gotta go to go.
Absolutely. But that means you always got, and we've got great coaches. So each year, and it just happened to be recently the offensive side of the ball, I've had some guys have the opportunity to get head coaching jobs.
Oh, that's terrific.
And you know, so 2 years ago it was my running backs coach, and this year it was essentially the co-offensive coordinator and offensive line coach Sean Corey. So right now, depending on the coach's level of comfort with the offense, and depending on the need, sometimes we'll break off. Coach Strami, the offensive line coach, has been in the system for a while. He takes the O-line, and they go to a separate room, and I have full confidence that he's seeing what he needs to see, and he's getting those guys coached up. Right now, I'm the rest of the staff, we're kind of meeting together, and you know, I kind of lead the film session, and per clip, those guys will interject when they're looking at something that they need to see. So, so again, it's just kind of it's an evolutionary thing, and we break off sometimes into smaller groups and sometimes more bigger groups.
You were on the whiteboard with me over here just a little bit ago. I had asked Coach Rooney about over-under defenses, and you used your hands and showed me this and that, but he said, wait a minute, let me do this for you. You went over to the whiteboard and started drawing. And I'm like, this is a coach right here. That's got to be something that you love to do. I mean, obviously, you had a smile on your face the whole time when you were showing me the over-under difference. And do you get a chance to do that out of the film room or during the film room, or is that something that's reserved for a different time?
Greg, I use it all, man. I'm a teacher at heart. I really am. I enjoy a good question and having an answer for you. And if I don't have the answer, I'm going to try and figure it out. Or at least send you to somebody who does. I love the board. I'm a visual person when it comes to football. I can verbalize it. You know, Coach Rooney is a very verbal football guy. He can sit there and talk, and he sees it in his head, and he loses me. I have to slow him down and say, Coach, get me on the board, man. I you're losing me. I'm not fast enough to keep up with you. So I use the board a lot because it helps me. And we'll have handouts. We'll print out the plays, and then we show them with the video, and then we'll walk through. I think the best thing to do is to walk through it. So we try to use everything we can because, you know, at heart, we're all teachers.
We are inside West Forsyth High School football. It is a treat chatting with head coach Adam Clack, and we'll be back with a couple more comments to wrap it up for you right after this on Forsyth Sports 365.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Bryan Cranston for the Will Rogers Institute.
There are lots of things in life that can take your breath away. Your first love, seeing the world. But life isn't the only thing that can take your breath away. Asthma is responsible for more sick days and ER visits than any other condition.
For your free booklet, visit WRinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
There are many good reasons to be left breathless. Help make sure asthma isn't one of them.
The Will Rogers Institute, since 1936.
Forsyth Sports 365, Greg Golden with you. Welcome back in the bowels of the den with the head coach, Adam Clack. And we are talking about film session today. And we got some great answers, Coach Rooney before him here in today's podcast. And we're delighted to have the invite to come in here and give you all a glimpse into what goes on inside a big-time Class 7A Georgia high school football program. And Coach, we want to get a couple of comments for you. One thing I asked Coach Rooney, I don't know if we've ever addressed this. You mentioned in our last segment that you're a teacher at heart. What is your teaching role here at West Forsyth?
I'm Broadfield Social Studies certified. I was lucky enough to be one of the last classes that were able to get that. Now everybody has to get certified per subject. So I am certified in world history, world geography, U.S. history, econ, social sciences, all the social sciences. But
there's a lot of football coaches that are history guys.
Yeah, I
think it runs in blood? Is there something about that? Civil War, man. The battles, the lineups, the schemes.
I think you're hitting it. I mean, I think, you know, the strategies, the tactics, the cause and effect. I don't know. I think that there's something that's...
The Midway Theater, right?
I don't know about that. But yeah, no, I taught world geography for several years. I taught U.S. history for several years. And I've taught econ, a lot of economics. And so next year I'll be back in the economics world. And I do that with a couple of ISS classes. And that's my day-to-day right there.
So how long does that tie you up before you can get to your team?
They've actually been very, very good, the administrators, of helping me kind of relieve a little bit of that workload. And you know, so if we don't have an ISS, any kids in ISS that day, that allows me to get out and get some things taken care of. And, you know, during the season, there's a lot of things. But you know, that there's lots of coaches that have lots of things to do. So
Speaking of coaches with things to do, it occurs to me that Saturday you had told me that Mrs. Clack was expecting some yard work out of you. Did you ever get that done?
We got some of it done. Went and bought a new lawnmower and took care of that. Absolutely. We got a brand new yard. We moved in a new house up 400, so we're waiting on that yard to come in. And you know, she's got lots of plans to fix that thing up. She's not going to be outdone by anybody in the neighborhood, that's for sure.
Well, she's spending a little time waiting for you to get home this week and next week as spring ball goes on. I just found out Friday your team's not going to practice on Friday.
The girls soccer team is in the state championship playing down in Mercer in Macon. And you know, I think it's a be a great gesture and kind of a no-brainer that we cancel spring football practice and you know, really support those girls and give any guy that wanted to have a chance to go down. I know I'm gonna make the trip down there and support those ladies. They've worked their tails off, and you know, there's a lot of girls on that soccer team who are also on that basketball team. So, you know, just some special, talented young ladies that I think all need to be celebrated as they try to bring the very first team state championship to West Forsyth.
Girls athletics have been pretty successful around here this year.
We have done a great job, absolutely. I think we were looking the other day, and they were third or fourth in the Director's Cup for all schools in the state on the girls' side. So we're third or fourth right there in the point standing for the girls' division.
That's very exciting. Well, I'm glad we give a shout-out to them. Good luck, Lady Wolverines. Go kick some butt. Get it kicked, soccer.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so you come back in here. You're going to be here Saturday with the team. You're going to have a heavy practice, maybe cover some things you might have done Friday. We will catch up with you next on Sunday and have a look back at that, because I understand on Saturday you're going to be selecting the teams for the spring game. You're going to have your big draft for mm-hmm. the spring game.
Yes, sir. We did that. We experimented with that last year, and I don't know if the kids get that much more into it, but I know the coaches do. And there's some war that's going to go on after that draft, and these coaches, you start to see the fangs come out and the sleeves rolled up as they'll get ready to tee off on one another come Friday.
Well, that's going to be fun. We can't wait to call that game. 365, we'll have it live for you right here on this channel, and we want to make sure everybody tunes in. But our next interview with Coach Clack will be Sunday evening. We'll record that, post it as soon as we can. It'll definitely be up Monday, and then Monday through Thursday we'll be at practices recording and airing them the next day, and then again live Friday night for the spring game. We will have a recorded session, an after party after the spring game, kind of a meet greet thing going on that we'll record with Coach Clack. Tell us a little bit about what to expect there. A lot of players going to drop in, you think?
I hope so.
And their parents?
Yeah, we're gonna have barbecue and some sides and some drinks for pretty much anybody associated with the program that wants to stick around and hang out after the spring game. And you know, one of our big goals and one of the big you know, missions that I had upon taking the job was to really reach out to the community and to build this new community here in the West Forsyth district. And Greg, I think, you know, what we're doing here and hopefully going forward could be a great vehicle of helping that and getting the word out and just helping people understand, you know, and see behind the scenes a little bit. So, but that chance to fellowship, you know, you can't get enough of that. So hopefully we'll have a great turnout on Friday and people hang around and get them a free sandwich and something to eat and hang out and talk to the guys a little bit.
And then save a little room for Sunday night, because next Sunday night, the 22nd, we're going to be live at the Castleberry Ale House. And Coach Clack's Corner, are we going to go with that name? Did we decide?
Sounds good to me.
I like the alliteration. Coach Clack's Corner at Castleberry Ale.
There you go. That's a mouthful.
It is. And we'll be taking questions on Twitter. We haven't decided which feed we're going to use yet, but we'll take questions on a Twitter feed. You'll be able to drop Coach some questions or stop by and ask him personally. This is something that's going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see how it turns out. I really don't know what to expect. So it's going to be a lot of fun. That's the best broadcast in the world, is when you go in really not knowing how it's going to turn out, right?
Again, I mean, it's just another opportunity, like I said, to try and connect with our fans and our community. And what better way than live at a local venue. And we're supporting, you know, West Forsyth sponsors. And again, the kids will have an opportunity to be promoted and our program promoted. And parents will have an opportunity to ask some questions. And hear some real talk. So it should be a great time.
Head coach Adam Clack taking us inside West Forsyth spring football. And good luck to those Lady Wolverines again. Macon Friday evening.
Mercer.
Mercer.
In Macon.
In Macon. Mercer University going for the state title.
Against Lassiter.
That's outstanding. Good luck, girls. We're all rooting for you. In the meantime, have a great weekend as we head into week two of spring football here at West Forsyth. Inside West Forsyth, spring football brought to you by Castleberry Ale House. Greg Golden for Forsyth Sports 365. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
This has been Inside West Forsyth Spring Football, brought to you by Castleberry Ale House, a Wolverine favorite for family dining and late-night fun. Bellevue Road incoming, exclusively on Forsyth Sports 365.